Hey, what's going on, guys? Episode, 16, right?
15.
Oh, dude.
We just said it.
Dude.
I mean, Gary already has an energy drink. I'm going to open up mine.
All right, so we're going to do the same time.
Cheers.
Cheers over there. Cheers. 3, 2.
Nice.
All right.
Good job.
It's been a while.
Sunday sit down, episode 15.
Before we start.
I feel like we lost our group a little bit.
Shout out to First Step Apparel for the shirt. I'm a big anime fan, Promised Neverland.
Show him, bro. Show him what it says.
So it says the Promised Natty Land, because, you know, USAPL, we're natural around here. It's about an anime called Promised Neverland. It's a great anime. You should go watch it if you want to. Check out First Step Apparel if you guys want any anime-related lifting stuff. And
that was official. All right, housekeeping things, too. 3-week hiatus. 3 weeks.
Since Super Bowl.
So about 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks, yeah, because Super Bowl, Valentine's Day, and then
Okay, cool. Housekeeping things. We're back, hopefully full time. Nice little break.
Oh, this is good.
Work life has been busy. Next weekend, we're going to have the actual. We told you guys way back when about how we're going to have the full sit down after the meet. We missed a week. So next week, we're going to have me, Brandon, Hunter, Adam, Foodie.
Adolfo's coming Adolfo, too, right?
If he can, yeah. I don't know how schedule's looking. That's the plan.
I think he'll be there.
Okay, perfect. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll get all the coaches, all the competitors, and we'll get all that going.
And Foodie.
He was originally supposed to be.
Bro, we've had Foodie on so many times just for no damn
reason. Foodie might as well just be the host, bro.
Foodie on for no reason whatsoever. He just showed up to talk shit. Like, literally, with Adam, he literally just showed up and just talked.
Yeah.
He talked more than Adam.
It feels good to be back, too. Time's flown by. Even when I text Adam sometimes, I'm like, bro, either like. Even when I text Adam, like, damn, he doesn't want to talk to me. Like,
bro, he's just so awkward. He's a great guy. He's just so
fucking love him.
He's like socially awkward, but
great guy.
So sorry, I guess we'll start off from where we left off. So I guess Super Bowl week.
What week did we get one in January?
Yeah, we did. We didn't do one Super Bowl because Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, so that was the one we skipped. And then from the last.
Yeah, and then after that we haven't had one.
It was Super Bowl
So Super Bowl.
What'd you do, bro? What'd you do?
Mahomes should have won. I love Mahomes. But Tom Brady's a fucking man, dude.
He's a GOAT.
He's a fucking man.
He is a GOAT. At this point, he is a GOAT.
Well, you think, I mean, he's still got a few years left, too.
I mean, dude, honestly, if I was him, I'd retire on top. But, I mean, I'm not.
No, he's going for like 9 or 10. What, does he have 8 or no? 7.
6.
Yeah, I thought he was 7.
At least 7, right?
Because I saw a picture of him like this.
6.
6?
Are you sure? I think it's 7 at least.
I know he has enough to have on 2 hands. That's.
Yeah. Definitely. I think the refs were a little rough than the Chiefs. But I was like, dude, when I...
Seven.
So he's going for at least 8. What if he could do 10? You're not awesome.
I mean, dude.
That'd be fucking sick.
The Super Bowl is kind of awkward in my house because I'm a Green Bay Packers fan.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers lost very sadly to the Bucks in a situation where they could have won.
Aaron Rodgers always chokes up.
Aaron Rodgers didn't choke.
The Packers as a whole always choke.
The Packers O-line was just getting crushed.
So did the Tampa Bay defense is fucking dominant. They whipped the shit out of the Chiefs, bro.
Bro, Aaron Rodgers had like 0.2 seconds in order to throw the damn ball.
So did Mahomes. He had no time.
But so Super Bowl, I mean, I know we had a lot of wings, bro. Island Wing Company. Have you been there?
Island Company? Yeah, tell me about it.
So we got Island Wing Company wings. We ordered like 40 wings, made buffalo chicken dip, made queso, chili con queso, chips. We're just being fat asses, and that's not good for me if I'm cutting for a meat, but you know.
Yeah, we know what you do.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the halftime show? I loved it. You know I'm a Weeknd fan.
It was short.
I think the first beginning part of it was kind of like slow, but that part when they came on the field, that's when I got. I don't want to take any arguments for it. I'm not gonna listen to it. That shit was live.
I mean, I've heard the whole time I was just waiting for something that didn't come. You know, most of the time in like Super Bowl, like, they have one person show up. It's like, oh, guest person.
But the
like somebody shows up. Like, I thought it was gonna be one of those type things, but it was just like.
But the Weeknd's also Weeknd's different. Like most people have before, it's been all like. They have the same people, like, every fucking year, you know?
When it happened, like, last year, they had shitty singers. And The Weeknd is not a shitty singer.
No, he's not a shitty
singer. But they were more better performers last year.
That's the thing.
But The Weeknd's...
I feel like the Super Bowl halftime show is more a performance versus a concert.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thing, because that felt like more of like a 25-minute concert
yeah.
versus a Super Bowl performance with lights and cameras and explosions and people dying.
We usually just have like louder, bigger like voice like noises and shit too. That's what it was last year. It was like loud and a lot of people singing and moving around.
Yeah.
This year there's less people obviously.
Jenny from the Block, bro.
Yeah, that show, dude. I don't care what anybody says. That show was amazing. Fuck them. All right, so what's the next thing? Where we go from there?
Valentine's Day.
What you do for Valentine's Day?
So, my Valentine's Day was really nice.
Oh, like, I know she's going to hear this. Tell me
about it. We went to some fresh market, and we got, like, some noodles, and we got, like, some fresh shrimp, some seasonings, Alfredo sauce. We made shrimp Alfredo, lit some candles. We stayed in, made shrimp Alfredo, cooked together. It was nice, played some music.
You cook it or she cook it?
I helped.
Yeah, you helped. Yeah.
What? I didn't help. I stirred the noodles. I put in the Alfredo. I helped with the shrimp. I seasoned it because, you know, white people seasoning. But so I helped season everything. Then we just put on some candles, watched some Harry Potter. It was a good night. Some festivities.
Festivities.
What? I know we had some strawberries and stuff, and chocolate covered strawberries.
Right, that's not
very nice. It was a nice day. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I feel like with Valentine's Day, I enjoy staying in more than going out. Cause everybody does the dinners, and it's just crowded.
Kind of generic.
And it's just like everyone does. Like, do something more personal. Like,
yeah.
I enjoyed that. It was super nice little cooking time and relaxing time, some good music. I was on Ox, of course. And
of course, bro. It can't be her.
It can't be her.
It can't be her.
Because her music sucks.
The only good thing is that...
It's just
Don Toliver, I think I put her on that. It's good.
She's on Don Toliver.
I put her on. But she
she listens to like a lot of like...
Forever by Drake?
No. Like...
Sad music shit?
It's sad. Like, I want to cry, bro. So I was playing, like, you know, my boy J. Cole. I was playing, you know, some Usher in there. I was singing. It was raining outside. I took my shirt off. Started dancing.
Bro, speaking of that, I saw a tweet last night. It was kind of funny. It was saying, if your wife was kidnapped and it was 30 minutes away, what music would you put on the radio on the way there? Or would you put any on at all? That should have me laughing. Like, would you put, like, would you drive in silence, or would you put, like, a whole, like, mixtape? What would you do, you know?
What?
What?
I guess.
Yeah.
Drive in silence?
I don't know. That's just...
So she was kidnapped.
Yeah, would you not listen to music on the way to get her?
Am I trying to beat the guy up? I'm definitely listening to DMX.
It's, like, 30 miles away, bro.
DMX.
Yeah. I'm hype. Put a podcast on.
I would not put on this podcast.
No, I would put on the Sunday sit down with Bam Bam and Coach G.
Episode 15. Yeah, 15.
15. Horrible episode.
Dude, I don't know what's going on.
And then week after that was Meat Week.
Yeah.
So let's
back. You asked me about my Valentine's Day.
I did. I did ask you about your Valentine's Day. You looked at me. You go, what do you do for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sorry. What do you do for Valentine's Day?
I got off work and I went home. I was too busy.
What did you do for Valentine's Day, Hunter?
I just moved the whole fucking arm.
Oh, sorry.
I'm about to lean. Get comfy. There you go. Attaboy.
I went home Sunday night after work, and I just went to sleep. You know, I got to get up early to get that Monday work gone, so priorities. And then whatever other festivities I had.
Did it involve Jill?
No, it didn't.
I'm not on camera.
So then the next weekend, we go into the meet. I kind of want to backtrack and just talk about the week leading up to the meet. What was going through your head, man? I mean, we didn't really... I feel like the week going up to the meet, we barely talked. Like, even, like, being a coach and athlete, like, it was very just, like, you were, like, locked in. I mean, I gave you what you were doing, and it was just kind of just like, all right, let's kind of get there.
The meet, the week of... Good?
Your microphone's backwards.
It's stupid. What you know about microphone?
There you go. As long as the writing's on the front, you're good.
Yo!
Yeah, okay.
So.
Good thing you talked about.
Is mine backwards too?
No, you're good.
No, you're good. Yeah. So, I'm an idiot. So week of the meet, what's going through your head, man?
Alright, so, Monday, I went to work. Really nothing, actually. I actually didn't even think about the meet until Thursday. Yeah, because I was just so stressed out from work. Work's got busier too. I was always busy, you know. People get asking me like, "Hey, like, are you excited? Are you nervous? Like, for what? You know?" Like, I'm working out. Yeah. So I didn't even think about it till Thursday, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta meet 2 days. I need to make sure I'm actually not a fat ass, you know."
So what you're trying to tell me is you basically just built different because
I didn't think about it, and then Friday night I was like, "Oh shit, I gotta meet tomorrow." So I went and got some like snacks and shit too, and then went to sleep, and then I woke up and I was like, "Shit," and then I went to Publix and I got some. subs.
Oh my gosh. The you pissed me off the meat day. So meat
he's a fucking chicken tender sub in the middle of meat
day. No, this guy's a dickhead. No, I'm so going up to the meat, you know what? Because I showed up 15 minutes late after weighing. Because
whose fault is that?
Yours. No, so this is what...
No, weigh-ins were pushed back first. No. Make sure they know that.
All right, so first, weigh-ins were pushed back.
45 minutes. Yeah. So you were actually 30 minutes early.
Yeah, I was early, theoretically. But, so I'm getting ready to leave the house. You know, I'm doing Coach Dewey's ask. Hey, Gary, you need anything, bro? Like, you need any snacks? Any hydration? Da-da. He's like, yeah, you know what, bro? Like, he was like, oh, I like salt and vinegar chips. I mean, no, sour cream onion.
It was salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar?
Yeah, it was salt and vinegar.
So he's like, yeah. So he goes.
That's good though, bro. That should be
it. So I asked him. I was like, "Hey, you need anything? Like, I live right by Publix. I got you. If you need anything?" He goes, "Yeah, just like some salt and vinegar chips. Like, if you get like some drinks, like water, whatever, I got you." I'm like, "All right, cool." So I'm getting ready to leave. I'm packing my book bag because I have to get my massage gun just in case he needs it. I'm, you know, extra knee sleeves, extra coach stuff. I'm leaving. I pull up to Publix. I'm walking in. Get a FaceTime call from Garrett. "Hey, bro, what's up?" "Oh, nothing at Publix." "Oh, you don't have to go to Publix anymore." I'm like, "Why is it?" "I'm at Publix right now. I'm getting the stuff." I'm like, "All right, cool, whatever." So I basically walk into Publix for no reason. So I drove over there. So I'm like, "All right." Listen, so I get to Publix. I'm like, "All right, whatever." He's like, "Hey, I got it." "All right, cool." So first off, the meet's 45 minutes away. So I'm driving over there. And then I'm like, we're driving, whatever. I know Garrett's there. I call him. How's weigh-ins? He's like, "I made weight, da-da." "Cool." Like, he weighed himself. And he was like, "Yeah, I'm this weight." I was like, "All right, cool. I'll be there in like 10, 15 minutes." He goes, "Hey, bro, by the way, can you pick up like some like ibuprofen or like Advil or something like that? The CVS, I already passed 10 minutes ago. And I checked the GPS. There's no CVS. I literally make a U-turn and drive 10 minutes back to get him some. I got him Advil."
Yeah.
So I pick up the Advil.
That's like two pills.
I'm already late because I'm already rushing over there. I'm miss weigh-ins. I'm going to be a bad coach. I'm stressing out because I've never, my first meet ever coaching, I'm coaching him. And he's very high maintenance, if you guys haven't noticed. So I pull up.
Not the week up. I was just chilling, bro.
Yeah. So I go back. I drive back 10 minutes to go to CVS, get Advil. Advil cost. CVS pisses me off. I get one little thing of Advil. Cost me like $12.
Was that $12?
Yeah.
Well, I only took two pills. I gave you the rest.
And the receipt was about 6'10" long. Like, for one little thing of Advil, they just kept printing out a long behind receipt. So I'm already pissed off because I had to stop twice.
Yeah.
And I pull up, whatever. It got happier because Garrett's there. He goes, "Where you at? Where you been, bro?" "The fuck you mean where I've been?"
What's
going
on,
dude? So he's sitting there, just sitting there. He's like, "Yeah, man, I got my pub sub, da da." I'm like, "All right, cool, whatever." So,
yeah.
Back to you.
Let me go back.
So, I just had talked about that shit. That shit pissed me off.
Right, I'll give some context, dude. The whole week, I'm just kind of chilling. I'm not thinking about shit. I don't even know if I had deadlift socks the night of. So I'm texting you, like, "Oh, like, make sure you have the socks, whatever, too, you know?"
Another thing I have to bring.
I wake up Friday, I'm like, "Oh, shit. Like, I need to make sure I actually have some kind of fucking food, you know?" Because I went to sleep, and I wasn't overweight, but I wasn't sure what my weight was compared to, like, their actual, like, calibrated scale.
Yeah.
So I didn't eat after, like, 12 a.m. that night, and didn't eat till after weigh-ins. And then we get there, and I'm like, "All right, well, I'm driving. I don't know if there's any Publix in Orange Park, you know? I don't go to Orange Park like that."
Mm-hmm.
So I passed the one from San Jose, and I cross over the bridge, and I'm like, "There's probably no fucking Publix." And I see Publix, I'm like, "Oh, let me be a nice guy. Let me save Brandon the inconvenience of going to Publix." So I stop at Publix, and I get in there. I'm like, "Maybe I should call him and let him know." I'm like, "Well, what's up, man? Hey, what's up, man? I got a sub. Let me tell you, when I get this sub, dude, I'm like, get this fucking sub. I'm waiting in line, like, 5 minutes. And I go up, two subs, me and the brother.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes to make two subs. Not even waiting in line. Like, I'm talking about, like, ordering 20 minutes.
To make two subs?
To make two subs. Like, no cap.
No lid. No hat.
So I get in there, we go to the meet to, turns out the session one in the morning is still going on. So we're 45 minutes late, and I haven't ate at all. I haven't drank any water. So I'm already kind of like...
You did seem kind of pissed when I walked through, so you're hangry.
Yeah. Because I haven't ate, and I also started getting a headache, too. I was like, "Oh, shit, like, I haven't ate or drank, so I'm going to have a little headache." I had no caffeine. My caffeine tolerance has been, like, crazy, you know?
Yeah. So, I had a mini heart attack when you said you had a headache.
Yeah, because I felt it, and then... Oh, I'll get to the story at the end, too. So, I weigh in, you know, because weigh-ins, everything's behind.
Yeah.
I weigh in 45 minutes late, and I eat half the sub. Like, I scarf it down, you know? And I'm like, "Oh, shit, time to warm up." You know, squats are still going to go the same time. So, it goes from a two-hour weigh-in to, like, an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was another thing.
It was all fucking...
One thing I could say about this meet is that it was just so unorganized.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've only done one other USAPL meet, but, like...
Oh, we'll get into that, bro.
But, like, it was just... Just to say right now, it was just so unorganized. We'll get into details of that later, but it was the most unorganized, just all over the place thing I've ever seen.
I was like, dude, I was number one, I was I was so confused.
I was so happy Adam didn't have to worry about weight, because if he did, because I was going to be fine in guards. Like, I wasn't stressing.
Yeah.
I was cool. If he was, like, stressing about his first one and then had to, like, make weight and then weigh in and eat again too,
yeah,
that would have been a whole different issue. So, thank God he was good. Then I ate that, and then 15 minutes later, I took the pre-workout and started, like, warming up for squats. And I could feel the chicken tender sub coming back up, you know?
That's when you went to go take a shit, right?
Yeah, I went, and I couldn't take a shit because everybody was in the bathroom, you know? I can't do anything, you know? And I got a headache, I gotta take a shit, I'm about to throw up a sub, I'm warming up for squats, and they're just like, there's two platforms, and they're not giving any, like, help who's going where, you know? They're like, hey, just go.
Like, all right, they were like point like the rules meeting. They were pointing in like two different directions. They're like, all right, because it was like what platform C and D,
whatever. And he was like, if you're facing this way and this way, like
if platform C's over there and platform D's over there, right. But if you turn around this way, then platform C's here. And I'm like, what?
So Robert Keller, the actual guy, comes back and he's like facing us. He's like, all right, you're going to have one over here and then one over here, and then another guy comes around that's supposed to do the rules meeting. And he turns and faces like the back of the
entrance. Yeah,
bro. Yeah.
You're going to have one over here and two over here, and it's like.
So it was just so confusing. Like,
I thought I was stupid. I was like, I can't understand. But, where am I going?
And I was stressing out because, like, this is, like I said, this is my first meet coaching. So I feel like I'm doing a bad job coaching. Cause I have no idea what the fuck's going on. But I look around and nobody else knows what's going on. So I'm like, all right, I must be doing a pretty good damn job.
I was like, hey, bro, like, because no one's warming up at all, you know? I'm like, hey, when are we going to start? Like, when is the squat supposed to start? Because, you know, we're like 45 minutes behind. He's like, well, checking my calculations. He's not even looking at me, you know? He's just looking down. It's still going to be 2 o'clock. And I'm like,
and it's like, what, is that 140? Everybody's like, what? Everybody's sitting around eating the chicken tender subs. It's like 140. He said we're going to go at 2.
He's not getting mad too. I'm like, all right, bro. Let me just. I was like, my main priority still was like Adam. As long as Adam's here, because I'll be okay. So
yeah.
As long as Adam's good. And then, yeah. So should we go from like actual like this? Should we just keep going? Like, what happens?
From the squats. So.
What? Do the combined flights?
Yeah. So the flights are weird. Cause
oh yeah. So. I'll explain it from a coaching standpoint.
It was a good idea, too, though. That way, there's longer rest in between.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So, how unorganized this thing was is because...
the cards, too.
Yeah, we'll get, that's later.
Oh.
The thing is...
I can't even...
So one thing that was just so, like, unorthodox was during... Like, things kept changing spontaneously. Like, they'll say something, and they'll get an idea, and then they'll change it. So, it's like, originally, like, you go there, and it was like, okay, so, like, the letters weren't this, but let's say it was flight A, B, C, and D. All right, cool. Garrett was in flight D. Adam Hunter were in like flight B. They're on the other platform. All right, cool. We got it. And then it's like 10 minutes later, like, you know what? Screw all that. We're combining all the flights. So he's like, we're combining A and B. We're combining C and D. So it's like less. So you have more rest time.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Whatever. Cool. Then we get there, and then it's like the computer still has the different flights, so they have to switch over the computer because they just made a spontaneous. Just things, so I just flipped everyone's name, so everything was out of order. Attempts were all over the place, and it was just like it ended up being a shit show because everything was just spontaneous and not even planned out because they're behind because the morning crew took longer than expected. So the afternoon, they're still trying to get back on track, so they rushed everything else.
It's not my fault. I don't rush my shit.
Yeah, like so, like we're originally supposed to start looking at 2, and then someone said 2:30. And then they said 2:15 because they were trying to get back on track. I think lifting started like at 2:07, like some random ass shit. They're like, all right.
Yeah, time to go now.
Yeah, they're like, all right, well, if you guys are ready, let's get it. And they're like, okay, up the squat, Joe Schmo. And it's like, oh shit, well, Joe Schmo just did his first warm ups. Yeah. So then it's like, it was just all over the place.
And I was stressed too because like, I was driving and I was like, it was like 11:55 and I was rushing. And I was getting a headache. I was like, stressing. But like, Adam's going to be there by himself. I need to make sure Adam's good. Mm-hmm. I thought they were waiting. It's going to start right at 12. They did last time for years,
yeah.
You know? They didn't. I got there and everyone was just like,
It just seemed like everyone was just so confused because everyone was kind of just like walking around in the like warm up area, just like looking at each other, like yeah. Like someone asked you a question, but hey, like, what's your opener? Oh, my opener is this. Are you gonna start warming up now or later? Oh, I don't know when we start squatting. He was like, all right, I'm at this guy, and everybody's just like, dude, I have no idea what's going on.
They did a piss poor job of communication too.
Yeah, and it's like, so
that's something I never knew. I never competed in USAPL. Everybody's saying the communication's bad. And I was like, oh. Maybe it is.
But it wasn't for my meet, though.
Yeah.
Like, my meet was very small, but it was also smaller because...
It was smaller because it was still the COVID time, too.
Yeah, it was, like, beginning of COVID, so everything was still, like, super restricted.
They only had one platform, too, so it was easy to manage it, you know?
That is true.
Because this one was, like, it was just back to back to back. Yours, the attention was all on you, so they were making sure everything was, like...
Yeah.
Perfect. This one, they were just like, oh, fuck it. Go, like, your turn.
Dude.
The whole card thing, too, like, normally, like, when we look at the cards, like, I thought I went 9 for 9. I could have not, because I probably missed the red. I don't know. But... I think I went 9 for 9. Because, like, all the cards were, like...
You did go 9 for 9.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But it was
hard
to see.
What do you mean you thought you went 9 for 9?
Red on both sides, unless you're colorblind.
Yeah, but I was looking because, like, I had to look around and find the cards so that I had, like, the lights in one spot, too.
That was so stupid.
And I didn't realize it until, like, halfway through. I was like, wait, where are the lights? Where am I even looking for the
lights? Yeah, so if you had no normal power lifting meets, like, your 3 white lights, red lights, whatever, they have, like, a little screen.
Yeah.
But at this meet, I guess they didn't have 2 screens for that because they had 2 platforms. So they had, like, little, like, cards. Like, literally, like, green means go, red means stop. So, like, green was basically a white light and red was a red light. Yeah. So you had a judge in front of you, 2 judges on the side, all throwing up the cards at the same time. They're putting them back down. So you're, like, turning all around.
I'm like,
just looking for, like, yeah. And you're doing math and shit. But, okay, you had a green, you had a red, and you had a green. So I think I passed.
Well, I was, like, listening. I was, like, I was going to wait. Like, if I heard a bunch of cheers, I'm like, oh, shit, good job. If I heard a bunch of, oh. And I was, like, damn, no, I didn't.
it was just, so unorganized. Yeah. But you did really well. Let's talk about, like, your basic. Let's go attempt by attempt. And we'll go from athlete standpoint and from coach standpoint.
Okay. Squat. The opener went really smooth. It felt good. Like it should. Like an opener.
You're horrible.
I know. What do you want to say?
Damn, you're fucking rusty, dude.
Why?
You're rusty on this podcast, man.
All right, so opener. Opened up what?
Hanging out with Jill too much.
Huh? Yeah, probably. Opened up 5:30. It went smooth. It felt a lot heavier than I thought. I looked at the videos like, damn. It moved pretty good, you know?
Yeah, that's usually how it is.
And then I went 570 second attempt, 573-ish.
Yes, kilos, 570, yeah.
So, like, I went to the day and I was like, hey, I kind of want a 1,700 total. I don't know if that's going to happen or not based on how, like, deadlift training.
Yeah.
So this is very similar to how yours went, too. Let's not get into that before.
Yeah, we did have very similar outcomes, yeah.
People who don't remember, too, we talked about his... the whole thing going to yours too. We didn't know how deadlifts were going to be going into it, based on our last couple of weeks with kilo plays too, and we were going to play very, like, conservative too, you know.
Yeah, which is why I opened up so light. And
yeah,
same thing happened to Garrett. We'll get into that later. Yeah,
I was like, I mean, let me open up very light to make sure I kind of get something too.
Yeah.
So I'm going squat and I open 5:30. I'm like, damn, the shit felt kind of heavy and slow, but they always feel slow.
Yeah.
Then I went 570 and then I was like, all right. And back of my mind, I was like, 1,700 might be there today, you know?
Yeah.
So then I picked the second attempt. I was like, let me go 617. That feels good. That'll be an all-time PR. Let me go.
Hey, you're saying, like, I didn't do shit.
Oh, sorry.
This guy, sorry. So I decided to do. So,
Brandon.
From a coaching standpoint, I wrote down his attempts, and I gave him some options to get to the, I knew he wanted 1,700 total. So, depending on how everything was going, I was like, okay, so, like, if you decide to send it on squats, you'll need to get this, or this.
Yeah.
On bench, you need to get this, and this. And then deadlift, this, and this. I was like, this would be that total, that would be that total, that would be that total. So
let me go back to it. All right. So Brandon picked all my attempts.
Yes, I did.
And I thought 600, I think the 606 was the first option. I was like, that might be kind of light. I want to push it. I think I got it. And I hit that one. Good day.
I actually need to bring up your attempts right now. Yeah. Yeah, so 617 was the second option on the list, because we had 606, 617, and 628.
Yeah.
And depending on how, like,
well,
how
628 might not be there, but 617 can definitely be there.
Yeah, all of them were basically PRs. I think the most you got in the gym before that was 600, right?
Yeah, I was 606 would have been PR, but, like, I would have been happy with 606.
Yeah, it was, that would have put, from my standpoint, that would just put a lot more stress on bench and deadlift for us to hit the 1,700 total. So it's like, Making those calls are just so hard.
It's on me, bro. Who are you telling me? I know. Yours was the worst, making your fucking calls.
Dude, so 617, bench.
Bench was boring. I don't really care for bench.
Bench, I was kind of confused because... So, first off, with bench, so I was basically watching over Garrett and Adam because Garrett couldn't basically watch the whole thing while, because he was competing, the same thing. So, another thing, how this was so unorganized... The platform Garrett was on was way behind the platform Adam was on. So they were on their second attempt on squat. Adam's platform just finished their third attempt on squat, so they were warming up for bench.
Yeah, he was asking Adam, was asking me, he was like, hey, have you done your second attempt yet on bench? Because he finished. I was like, bro, I haven't got my first.
And another thing that happened, because I remember, we had a super long break in between, what, that second and third attempt?
Yeah.
Because what happened was, so they had a person that was writing down the attempts on the card, and then they had a person next to them on the computer that was typing the attempts. So the desks were behind the speakers, which is behind the lifters. So you basically had to scream to the top of your lungs in order to tell them the next attempt.
Yeah.
So I go up to So Garrett finishes his second attempt. We talk for, could be at 60 seconds to figure it out. So we talk, picks his third attempt. I walk up behind the speakers. I'm screaming at this lady. I'm like, hey, like Garrett's doing 280 kilos. She's like, okay, cool. She writes it down. Garrett's sitting down. I'm like, hey, relax, sit down. I'll let you know when you're up. I'm looking at the screen. I don't see Garrett's name. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I go check up on Garrett again, make sure he's good, because he's been waiting for like 12 minutes now.
Yeah.
So then I go back up there, and Garrett's name finally pops up, but the attempt bar where it's at, Ryan actually pointed out to me, he was like, hey, like, they don't have Garrett's attempt in. And I was like, what do you mean? So I go back and I look, and I was like, they had the first attempt, second attempt, and third attempt, there was a blank. And then they just skipped over his name and went back to the top.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's why you waited. I didn't tell you that, because you're like in the zone. That's why I kept telling you to stay hot and keep walking around.
Yeah.
Because he was waiting for like 17 minutes. So I had to go back there, and I'm telling the lady, I'm like, hey, I have Garrett's attempt in. And the lady computer was like, oh, I didn't get anything. The lady literally, 1 foot next to her, was like, oh, I have it right here. And she had it written down on the paper. Yeah. And I literally looked at him. I was like, why didn't you tell her? She was like, oh, sorry, slipped my mind, da da. And I was like, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, I went off. I'm literally back there. I was like, my guy's been waiting for 15 minutes. You guys just skipped him back to the top. Like, he hasn't done a second attempt yet. And they're like, okay, we'll get him back up, get him back up. So then I go up to him. They're like, put him back up there randomly. So now he's like four guys out. So I go up to him, hey, you're four guys out, whatever. So then he waits like 20 minutes before his third attempt on squats. So I'm already stressing out, because I'm like, shit, he's been fucking sitting down for 20 minutes straight. Just kind of just like asking me, hey, when am I up? I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Adam's warming up for bench in the corner.
Yeah.
So Adam's over all the way in the back warming up for bench, but he's with Hunter and Adolfo. So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. Like, they're fine. Get Garrett in. He gets his third attempt. I go to go help out Adam, getting him handoffs. Meanwhile, the times were so fucked up that the other platform basically messed up the order of the attempts. So instead of Adam going, he was supposed to go like three people after Hunter. They ended up calling, like, they're like, okay, Hunter up. And I was like, Adam had like two more warm-ups. He's doing a second to last warm-up. He goes, and then he pushes it up. We rack it. Adam Weinstein on the platform. He still had another warm-up to go. So like, they rushed that. They put him ahead because I guess they messed up the order. So Adam goes off on a full sprint and basically hurdles over a bench to go straight to the platform and benches like 70 pounds over his last warm up, and does that. So it's like, I'm fucking stressed because I'm like, shit, because Adam's not my client. Like, Adam's Garrett's client, and Garrett trusted Adam to me. So I'm like, oh shit, I'm fucking up. And they messed up Garrett's attempt. Adam's jumping over a bench. Garrett's gonna be pissed. But he didn't have to worry about his meat. And this is just squats. This is just the beginning of the fucking day.
Yeah. Let's get bench. Bench is boring. No one cares.
Yeah, bench, whatever. Garrett lost some weight, so his bench
was lower. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted it a little bit higher. I wanted like 440, 450.
Yeah.
When I was like, damn, this shit felt fucking heavy, you know?
Because now he's slim boy, so now he knows that we all feel.
Yeah, like,
I mean, you still got 430, though.
Yeah, but, like, it's not what I wanted. I wanted 430 to be, like, a second attempt.
Yeah.
You
know? So, yeah, we went 430 on bench, and then fun time, deadlifts.
That was fun, yeah. Should I explain it? Or you should explain it?
You can explain it. Yeah, explain the whole thing about Adam's garage and everything.
Okay, so, I think me and Brandon have a tradition, too, so we typically fail our heaviest deadlift of prep, and then
I don't recommend that to people.
Yeah, it's not really good because normally we fail the heaviest last attempt of deadlift to the prep, and then go on and hit a PR on the meet. That's how the tradition is going so far.
Strategy.
Because when you failed what,
770.
Failed 770, then you hit 783 in the meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times, right? So I failed
611.
It was like 2 weeks out. It was 611 or 615. It was some low ass.
Yeah. It was like. That wasn't even supposed to be as heavy as deadlift. That was supposed to be like this last warm up.
Yeah. So I'm we're in Adam's garage. If you guys don't know, Adam has calibrated plates. He has a whole setup, all that good stuff too. So I'm warming up. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get a nice little single, finish off this prep good. I don't know what's gonna be there, you know. So I'm warming up. 570 was fucking heavy. And I put on 611 or 615, and I failed. I got to my knees. It's failed.
You guys should have saw my face in the corner of the garage, because I'm sitting there, I'm looking at Garrett, and Adam was just like, we're talking, whatever, because it's supposed to be like a last warm up, so we're just talking shit, whatever. Like, alright, yeah, alright, Garrett, let's go, lock it out. He fucking fails in the garage. You just get quiet. Garrett looks at me, I look at Adam looks at me, we're just like,
damn, that shit was heavy. And then I was like, damn. I was like, at that point, I'm like, dude, 1,700 is not going
to
happen.
Dude, I had to change all my numbers that night. I had all the attempts right now. I had to delete all the deadlift attempts. I was like, oh, shit.
I'm looking at Brandon, and Brandon's like, oh, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not okay. You know it's not okay? My fucking ass is weak. And I was like, all right. So I'm going to the meet. We open up very low at like 540 on deadlifts, you know? It was cool because like that whole week we did openers.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in and I just didn't even think. I no hype. They all felt super easy. Except for squats. Squat, I misgrouped it always.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Some shit always happens to you
on
squats.
Yeah. That 530 on squat looked like a failure in the opener, but yeah, whatever. And then I go in the meet and I start warming up like, damn, I feel kind of good. You know, the adrenaline started going. And then the opener flies, you know?
Yeah.
So this is what happened too. The squat and bench, I wasn't really too fired up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds kind of weird. I was like toward the end of the flights on all of them too. Like I was one of the last ones, so I wasn't really.
I remember the conversation we had.
This is kind of weird. It sounds kind of like douchey to say, but there really wasn't just for that meet itself. There wasn't anybody close.
Yeah, there's like no competition really.
I don't want to say that, but like
no. I mean, I'll say it from a coaching standpoint.
I wasn't going back to back with anybody.
Yeah,
you know,
like you didn't have the adrenaline rush. There is me have someone that's like 2 kilos ahead of you or some shit like that.
Yeah, so everybody above, like I was a good little lead above. There wasn't anybody I was going, like, back-to-back. I told you in the beginning when we were going to the meet, I was like, hey, like, at this roster, there's only, like, one under 120. And the rest are 120-plus. And I was kind of disappointed because I wanted some people I could actually, like, go, like, back-to-back and actually have, like, a fun day. Like,
get that dog mentality out.
Yeah, because that's when I actually have fun. I'm not going to have fun to go by myself. And
just, yeah.
Yeah, but whatever. Yeah, so I'm ending the last on squat and bench. And then Hollywood, Kenny...
Yeah.
Actually, the third person left in that flight, he's the last one. So he opens higher than me, you know. Mm. And I'm like, at that point, I'm like, damn, I got pissed, you know. Like, not against him, because I was like, damn, I need to step it up, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I got super competitive, and I got mad. So I went from 540. What was our second? Because the second attempt was supposed to be like 580 or some shit.
Our second attempt was like 617.
Yeah. So I finished. Yeah. So I went from 540 to 617.
Yeah, I'll talk about that after you
finish. Like, I got mad, you know. Yeah. I was like, there ain't no way. So then after that, I was like, oh, 617 felt really good. I failed this about 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And then I was looking at it, and I was like, all right, now I have a chance to kind of pull off a 1,700 that I wanted. And I was doing the calculations, quick maths, you know. And you're like, oh, 655. And that's the number I had in my head for so long. Mm. All right. I was thinking 660 for 300 kilos, and I talked about it before.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to play safe if I want to at least get this total I want too.
Mm.
And then I go up to pull it. I'm like, this is the most hype I've been, like, probably ever, you know. I'm so zoned in. Like, I was like, there's no way I'm going to fail this, you know?
I'm fucking smacking him in the back and shit.
I've never been that hype for a lift anywhere, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it was because I was so mad that I wasn't last one still from that first attempt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, like, so fucking pissed. And I had a bunch of, like, negative thoughts going on, too. I had to make up scenarios in my head about shit people were saying to me just so I could do it. So I'm walking up. I'm hyped. Then, speaking of Ryan got me super fucking pissed before I go, too, you know? He came up, he whispered in my ear, and he was like, don't let me out total you. I was like, I just got super mad. So I went up and I just
that's good. That's good about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got pissed.
That's a good feel.
Dude, I got so mad. And then I walked up, I didn't even think about it. The bar it never moved that fast. It moved so fast off the ground for me.
I mean, it still moves slow. But I'm kidding. Yeah.
I put as soon as I picked it up,
that shit was fucking fast.
I set that hook and come up and I was like, dude, I got this. And I started smiling. I was like, oh, I got this, you know?
Yeah, but nobody could see because you were in a mask.
Yeah, but I was like, dude, I'm so happy. I was like, I'm about to pull up. 35-pound deadlift PR in the meet, too.
Yeah.
And after I put it down, my first thought was, like, number one, let me do a 360 final of cars, you know?
Yeah.
All right, got that. Number two, I was like, damn, I should have set the attempt higher, because I could have got, like, 300 plus. Yeah. I was like, fuck, and I got pissed again. And I was like, ah, well, and then I got 1,700, and I was super fucking happy about that.
Yeah, so, from a coaching standpoint, I feel like this was the most, like, happiest moment as a coach I've ever had, because... Like, training with Garrett, I've never really seen, like, of course, we're always competitive, but it's, like, we've never been to meet together, like, we've never been, like, going back-to-back, like, we have different days and all that stuff, so like, we talk shit a lot, but it was never, like, I never really saw, like, that fucking pissed-off dog inside Garrett before, because, like, that's, like, how we train together is different from how you are meet day. Like, the whole meet, he's basically just going, whatever, how's Adam doing his shit. The way Garrett looked at me, because we looked at the fucking thing... The Garrett turned around after his opener. Garrett goes, I'm not fucking last in the flight. And I looked at him. I was like, all right, what are we going to do about it? And then he goes, like, this is before your opener. Like, he literally looked, he's like, dude, I'm fucking third to last in the flight. I was like, all right, what are we going to do about it? He goes, I'm fucking pissed. And I was like, all right, what are we going to do about it? He's like, I'm making this shit fucking fly. So he walks up there. It flies. And then we're sitting there, we're talking. And, dude, this was... I was talking to Adolfo after I made this call because I think you wanted to go for 606 for your second attempt. I remember we talked about it. You were like, oh, I'm thinking like... Because you wanted to jump. You wanted to go 600. Like, I want to go at 606. And then I was like, I'm thinking 617. And then you were like, really? And I was like, yeah. And then I put in 617. I go to Adolfo. And I was like, I don't know if I just fucked up or this is a really good call. I was like, if he doesn't get this, I really fucked up. But I was like stressing. Like I started having like anxiety and shit. Adolfo goes... That's the job of the coach. He's like, sometimes he's like, you got to make those calls. He's like, it looks really good if they hit it. Looks really bad if they don't. And it made my anxiety way worse because I'm fucking sitting there.
Well, it's on you now.
But because I was sitting there, like literally all scenarios going through my head. I was like, fuck, bro, he just failed. I was like, he failed 611 like 2 weeks ago. Fucking, I was like, he told me he wanted 606, and I said no, and I gave him 617. He fails
well,
this.
I think you asked me what he wanted, and I said. I think I was like, let's do
this. You said 606, and I said I was thinking 617, and you were like, I like that, and then I put that in there.
I was so fucking pissed.
So I literally put it in. I'm literally fucking stressing out. Da da. He made that shit move. I look at Foodie because Foodie's all the way in the background. I look at Foodie. Foodie goes, and I'm fucking like, I'm looking around and shit. I'm like, oh fuck. So immediately after he drops it, I take my calculator out and I'm like, oh shit. I was like, he gets 1700. I was like, Before I was like, I mean, like after bench, like. He didn't get like the third time.
I didn't care about bench.
Yeah, after bench, I was like, damn, like, I was like, damn, that kind of like, it's a jump, man. I was like, I don't know how much he hasn't done this much on deadlift before. But after the second attempt, I took my calculator out and fucking doing math and shit. And I think it was like 653 or whatever. And then I took out my kilo calculator. And I was like, what can you get? And we're doing Garrett said next to me. I'm fucking adding reds, subtracting reds, putting like in kilo calc. And we're like 655. He goes, yeah, fucking do it. And I was like, all right, let's go. So I put it on there. And my heart has never beat so much because I'm watching Garrett and I'm like, oh shit. I was like, he's the last pull of the day.
Everyone's
fucking done. Like, because the other platform was ahead of us anyway, so they've been done for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucking watching. The room, for some reason, before the lift, the room got quiet as shit every single time.
Bro, it's like every time before, like, even when I was squatting, I was on too. I went down to, everybody's like screaming at me around the rack in the bar, and then as soon as he says start, got super quiet, and I was like, I went down, like, hear my knees, like, and I was like, oh, dude, and I cringe. And people in front of looking at me, and I'm looking at them, they're looking at me, and I was like,
bro. And the thing is that, like, I'm just sitting there, and like, the second you start pulling it, gets off the ground, and I see you start nod, you did the Adam nod, you start picking it up, you're nodding your fucking head, and I'm like in the background screaming, all your boys are screaming, like, fucking Nino's, they're fucking going crazy, I'm screaming, and fucking Foodie's in the background taking the shirt off of shit. I'm watching. He picks it up, and dude. Like, as a coach, like even like in that moment, like when I did the 782, like I didn't. I guess the same thing. Like just being a coach,
dude.
Like, dude, it was just like.
Let me ask you. Do you think I was gonna get it? Like, honestly, that was a big jump. Like, do you think I was gonna climb?
I knew you could, but I didn't know if you were overthinking it. That was my biggest thing because I didn't want you to be like. Like, oh shit! Like this could be 1700. I didn't want you to start thinking, so that's why I kept fucking like making jokes and shit. Like I was like, "Hey, single was kind of tight. Like you're fucking, it's cold out here. Like I was trying to make jokes to keep you loose and shit."
Dude,
bro, like, cause that's the biggest thing. Like, cause being an athlete, like once you start thinking, it's done.
Yeah, like I had to put that shit down. I was like, dude, cause I got it up. I was like, number one, cause like, as soon as I set my hook, I was like, all right, I got this. I felt it, and I was like, I gotta make sure number one that I'm locked out, and I gotta make sure I come down really slow. So I went down slower than normal. Like, kind of like almost like the eccentric.
Yeah, bro, you did like 4 second eccentric.
Yeah,
I was like, he didn't go down that slow when I give him eccentrics.
But like, dude, my first thought was like, I don't know why I just got so mad after it. I was like, damn, I could have pulled close to fucking 675, bro. I could have at least gone like 665 or 670. I was like, that's weird that my first like thought was like, damn, I should pull more.
But that shows the athlete inside you though. Like a lot of people like,
yeah, I was like, damn.
Like when they compete, like they'll do everything they can. And like, you can hit PRs all you want, whatever, but it's like if a PR moves fast, you're like, shit, like especially in a meet where you can't go back and do another attempt, like shit, I could have done more. Yeah. And then you know you're done until the next meet.
Yeah.
So it's like I get it, but dude, as a coach, I've never been so, because I don't like. Actually, Jake explained it to me the best because Jake was like he's been, like he's handled people in meets before, and he was like, yeah, it's different from when you like just handle random people versus someone that you put like all your time into like programming and you watch them like grow. Because I mean, like,
you're
I train with Garrett.
You're invested, bro.
Yeah, cause I train with you on a daily. Like, I've seen your ups, I've seen your downs. I'm freaking programmed for you. We talk shit. Like, I know how much time you put into this, and it's just like, oh, damn, this is all for this day. Like, yeah. And it's like, I didn't want it to end up, I think the biggest thing as a coach is that you don't want it to end up being you fucked your athlete out of doing something they could have done.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I would have over, so like, let's say like 1700 is what you wanted to get.
Yeah.
And I overshot it and you failed, you end up totaling 1650. That was all in my mind, or fucking like the jumps and stuff. I was like, fuck, if you fail the second attempt, then what are we going to do for a third? Because you can't go back down.
Well, yeah, but at the end of the day, it's like, here's the thing, too. Like, I trust you more than anybody else there, too. And the only lift that I was actually really, like, nervous about, not was just squat, because number one, like, not because it's, like, the first attempt, but it's more, it's just, like, the actual, like, that's where the more shit can go wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I can, like, miss it. Like, they cannot, the spotters are kind of off. They cannot catch me. Like, so many things could go wrong there. I could, like, whatever.
Mm.
That's when I was most nervous. And then after that, I got nervous. Bench was like, fucking, I don't care about bench.
Yeah.
And then,
nobody cared about bench. Everybody falls asleep in the bench portion.
I don't know if it was an adrenaline or what.
Unless you're Jake.
That whatever mentality I was in on deadlifts, too, I need to get back into, because that carried me the entire time. Like,
Oh my God, I love that shit.
I don't know why, but I wasn't weird. I wasn't nervous at all at all the pools. Like, after the.
Dude, I've seen you locked in, like, with your 600-pound squat in the gym and stuff. Like, I've seen you, like, locked in a little bit, but I've never seen you look at me and say, dude, I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And me look at you and be like, why? But, like, I'm not fucking last. Like, someone's in front of me. Yeah. Like, that shit, like, excuse my language, my dick got hard. Like, I was fucking hyped. Like, as a coach, as a coach, I was like, because you know how passionate I am, like, when I lift and stuff. Like, I saw, and I was like, let's go.
Well, dude,
like, I was trying to hold it in, because I didn't want to, like, be too much. But I was like, all right, let's do it.
Well, you know, I'm pretty, like, we work out together. You know, I'm pretty chill. I'm just kind of like, let's go lift, you know. I'm just
where are we going? Like,
But that shit made me mad, bro. I was
my gosh.
I don't know why I was so fucking pissed.
And that would put him back in black and got hard.
Well, you told me, like, I was like, I told you she's 17, and I was thinking about it. I actually had really, like, no, like, doubt, and I was like, dude, I'm gonna do this. And after that, when I was getting, like, mentally ready, it was just more of excitement to go do it, you know? I was like, I'm about to pull this fucking 20-pound PR. I don't know where that came from. It was just...
It's just... It gets there, man. Cause, like, even, like...
adrenaline, I guess, but I was like, damn.
Because even, like, when I competed, like, I mean...
Well, you're still the same way, because, like, what you're saying about trying to hit total, because, like, for you, identical situation, yours happened to be first, and I had to do yours first. And I'm warming up. We went from 705 to what? It was like 7650. It was like a big 40-pound jump.
No. We went... So, remember, we messed up on the second attempt because we already told him we did 738.
Oh, that's true.
We went 705, 738, and then jumped like 50 pounds for the third attempt.
So, like, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm like, all right. Then I tell him I can't change that, too. So, I'm like, all right, number one, like, this is going to be a 40-50-pound jump to hit a PR.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is going to be a PR. Number two, this is going to scrape 1800.
You didn't even tell me.
Yeah, and I tell you, because, like, number one, like, this is the same thing you're talking about. I was like, dude, if he misses this, it's gonna be my fault, it's gonna be fucked up, and he's not gonna get any once, it's gonna be on me too, you know? And I was like, holy fucking shit. Like,
And I
looked at the numbers, I was like, but that could have been, I could have got you 1770, we could have gotten 770, we would have been fine. But, like, I want to get to this number, exact number, so we can
break
it. Because it was like 1805 or some shit. Like, it was an extra 5 pounds over, too.
It was 1806,
And I think I failed to pick the number one because it was an all-time PR. Number two, it was the first number over that I could pick. I was like, damn. I was like, dude. I was looking at me. I'm like, dude, if he fails, this shit is on me.
No pressure. That's the scariest thing ever, dog. You're looking around, and you're just like, watching, like, please pick it up. Bro, literally the whole time, I was like, when you started pulling, cause I know you're usually slow off the ground, so my heart's beating, and I'm like, please pick it up, bro. Please pick it up. Because you're doing your little, like, when you reach for the bar, you do your little shimmy, you're freaking go down. I was like, hurry this shit, hurry the fuck up. Watching you, the whole room is quiet.
Everyone's looking.
I'm in the corner, like, oh shit, come on now. And then we got the boys say, that's a whole lot of groceries over there.
Dude, that fucking guy, when I went to do my third time at bench, I heard him, I was laying down, he was like, we got 429 on the bar, that's a lot of groceries. I started laughing. And I was like, all right, let's go. And that's why I moved so weird, because I was like, I wasn't even focused, I started laughing. Like, bro, why would you say the groceries?
Bro, you're like, dog, but. It's just, I've never thought, like, I guess just putting on, like, coaches, I've never thought it would be that much of a difference from coaching and being an athlete. Because, I mean, like, when you're competing, like,
you
just do it. But, like, when you're coaching, like, you think about it, and it's like, this is on me.
Yeah.
Like you're going out there doing all you can. Like, you're listening to what I say.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I mess up, it's not your fault because your job is only to go out there and do the lift.
Yeah, but you gotta also think about it too, because like no matter what, if somebody fails, you're always gonna feel it's your fault, either it's not. You know? Like Adam's third attempts, like he had those attempts, you know.
Yeah.
Something might have went wrong. He might have just misgrooved it, like just kind of psyched stuff out, which is fine for like a normal meet. This is his first one he's done. But it's like, dude, no matter what, like I still blame myself for it. Like I know, like he could hit that 10-pound squat PR.
Yeah.
Bench, he should have had that.
Yeah.
He just kind of like got tired, like. That's after squats, too. You know he's getting tired at this point. But all things, like, they're doable, too. It's just the deadlift he had.
Oh, my gosh. We'll talk about that next week. Oh, my God.
We'll talk next week, too. But no matter what, you're always going to take some of the blame, too.
Yeah.
Especially, like, because yours is a little bit different. Yours was the first one we did together. And also, yours is a higher level, too. Because you just went out to Jake, your last one. There's a little more pressure. And yours is going to be, like, a 105 junior PR. Like, you're going to king of lift right after you pull this, you know? Like, it's a little bit high, more high level stage. Everyone's looking at you. And, like, if you fail, looking at me. And I already got a bunch of doubt because, like, people would be like, oh, like, Garrett's not doing this. Garrett's not doing it right. People always talking shit. And I was like,
people always talk shit.
And I was like, all right, I got to – if you miss this – and I was like, oh, this is going to be hard to come back from this one. And then you hit it, and then we're good.
Dude, to all the people that looked at me and Garrett weird when everybody asked, oh, like, who's your coach? And I say Garrett, and Garrett, they ask Garrett, who's his coach? And he says me. Fuck y'all.
Fuck him.
We out here doing stuff. We out here working.
It's not so cocky today, but
no, I don't, bro. I don't care. I'm a hype for you. I'm so excited.
But it's also like a local meet too, so I need to hit 1800. I need to go swim a little bit bigger.
I mean, just catch up, dude. Okay. All you gotta do is just catch up.
Just do better. Just be stronger,
bro. Bro, I try. You don't understand how hard I tried to not scream. Just pick it up, put it back down, bro.
Just pick it back up. Just pick it up, put it back down,
dude. If you put, I'd say the one thing that if you're coaching out there, you're a coach, and you have like an athlete that you're cool with, the biggest thing of advice I can tell you guys is keep it loose. Yeah. Like, because if your athlete sees your stress, they're gonna be stressed. Like, the whole time Garrett and I were making jokes. Like, I mean, like, Garrett finished squats and like it was a little cold out there, and I made a joke. We both made jokes.
Number one, it was cold. Number two, the singlet was very loose too. It was
very loose singlet. So
very
so,
loose, very loose.
So if you had know where we're going here, we made jokes about that, laughed it off, haha. 17-pound squat
like,
PR.
I was like, damn, I missed this shit, and I look kind of small here.
So we were laughing, and they're like, oh, Garrett Navy went to squat. He goes, because I got a squat now. And he goes, he put back in black in his ear and just goes to squats.
That's stupid hype. I don't know why. I love Marvel movies, and I always think about Iron Man when I do it. I'm like, damn, I'm fucking Iron Man right now.
Dude, Garrett has the weirdest song choice. Like, normally he's like, Lil Baby Gunna, but it's like PR. It's like the weird, like his squad PR before he picked Sale, dude, by AWOL Nation.
That's like,
I listen to, I watch him, like, and you see Garrett, he's like, yeah, you know, put on Lil Baby, put on Gunna, put on 21 Savage. He's like, oh, you're gonna go for a squad PR? What you want? Sale by AWOL Nation? Then you see the white guy come out of him. He's like, yeah, like, was it a deadlift PR? He goes, hey, put on AC/DC Back in Black. And I looked at him, I know the song, but I'm like, what?
It was, dude, I don't know why. I think
it's just that, like, your music taste changes so much when you go for heavyweights.
What happened was too. I've been hanging out in the night crew a lot too because I've been working, and not all the songs. So some of like the harder stuff is that's not it. I mean, like, the more like kind of like rock stuff too.
Yeah,
I hear a lot of AC/DC, a lot of I guess Godsmack. There's some other shit. I don't even know the names. But I was like, damn,
this Five Finger Death Punch.
Something like that. This shit go kind of hard. Damn. And I think I saw Blake one day. He posted the Back in Black, and I was like, "Shit, kind of hard." I'm putting this shit on, and I was like, "I feel kind of good."
Shit, kind of hard.
And then after the meet, I had to get tested, and so granted too. So like, we know the chicken tender sub thing. I had one half chicken tender sub.
Yeah.
I finished. I didn't eat anything the rest of the day besides a few Swedish fish and
some
Body Armor water too. So I really haven't ate much. And then granted, I didn't eat the night before from 12. So the whole day I was like half a chicken tender sub and some Swedish fish. So I was really. And then I didn't drink much water either because I was trying to make weight.
So. Yeah.
So I really have like nothing in me. So, and then by that time, by deadlifts, I have a super fat headache. The only thing that's carrying me is that adrenaline. So after the adrenaline's gone,
you headache comes crash, back. Yeah. Crash.
So I'm in the bathroom. He's like, hey, I need you to piss in this cup, you know? And I have zero, absolutely no water in me. So we're in the bathroom, me and Tony, right?
Yeah.
For 45 minutes.
That's the boy.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck. But we're there for 45 minutes, like no exaggeration. I can't pee. I'm on my phone. I drink two bottles of cold water. I have my hands underneath the thing trying to pee. I get this much. I get about half an inch, you know?
Did you have Tony make some sounds for you? Like, shh.
No.
Should have asked him. He would have done it for you.
He did it
for me.
Well, I'm sure.
I was like, Tony, can you turn on the sink or something? He goes, I got you.
But I keep coming out, bro. And he's like, any luck? And I'm like, nah, man. This half inch is all you can get right now.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly. So I keep trying, you know? And then I'm like, now another 15 minutes go by, 20 minutes. I'm waiting. There's like this much of pee. I can't get any more because we got to fill these two little test tubes up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man, like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not getting much else. At this point, I'm about to say, fuck it. I don't care. I'm going to leave. I don't care. I'm going to quit. And I'm like, can we just try to see what we can get out of this? And we go ahead. He's like, sure, man, I'm going to try. So I pour it up. And he's like, that's enough. So we waited an extra 20 minutes to get pretty more out. That was it. And then, yeah, I went home. And I was going to go to Chipotle with the boys. I was going to go out with you or go with them, go eat somewhere at
yeah.
night. I had the worst headache, so I didn't eat. And I went home and just went to sleep.
Yeah.
And that was me.
Dude.
Move your microphone, like, just 2 or 3 inches away from your mouth.
So.
That's good.
So the after meat crashes are freaking real. Like, I like, dude, like, after all that adrenaline leaves, because, like, you're like, so hyped, so it's, like, you're sitting there, you're not thinking,
yeah.
and then it's, like, your body's, like, oh, we're done? Okay, here you go, bop! And it's just, like, you just break down.
Sunday wasn't bad, because I had to get up early, I had a few clients Sunday. When I woke up Monday, I told you, people don't know, I was, like, hey, let's get back into Monday morning, fresh
oh my God.
Start. I went to the squat, bro, and I was, like, dude, number one, my body has not felt like this in so long. My quads are sore to even touch, you know? And I went down with the bar, and I was like, okay. The most I did was 225.
Dude, and I told you, because, so Garrett texts me Sunday, I'm writing up his program, like, hey, man, like, what do you want to do? Like, we'll start off slow, whatever. He's like, oh, I want more bodybuilding movements. So I was like, all right, cool, like, whatever, like, we'll start you off. He goes, no, I'm ready to go. And I'm just like,
I thought it was Sunday. I was
yeah,
fine, bro.
He told me, he's like, I'm ready to go. And I was like, you sure? And he was like, yeah, I'm ready to go, whatever. I'm like, bro, I was like, are you positive? I'm writing it up right now. He goes, yeah, yeah. He's like, bodybuilding movements, whatever. I'm giving him drop sets. I'm giving him all this shit. He looks at me. Gary's like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I'm ready. Monday, I get a text. Hey, this shit hurts. I'm like, what? And then he's telling me, he's like, hey, like, I want to do sumo. No, I want to get back to sumo. Because I've been doing conventional for a while. So I give him sumo. And usually Garrett texts me after his lift. So he'll text me, hey, went good. Send me videos, da da. I haven't got it's like 9 o'clock at night. I haven't got a video. So he FaceTimes me. We're talking, whatever. I'm like, hey, man, how did sumo go? He goes, ah, yeah, not good. He's like, I was like, what do you mean? He was like, I want conventional back. It was not good.
I went to do it. I was warming up. I was with Adam, too, what I was doing. I was like, let's try this. And I was like, nah, this is not it.
Dude.
And I gave up.
It was just.
What's that in?
Man, this whole past couple weeks has just been so weird. That's why, like, they've gone by, one, they gone by super fast.
Dude, it feels like time. Two,
it's like, we were in meat prep, but then it's like, all these events were happening, like,
yeah.
Super Bowl, all this stuff was going on, so it's like, literally, it gets like Sunday, and we wouldn't even notice it was Sunday, and we're like, oh, crap, we have Sunday sit-down today, and it's just like, Garrett has clients, I'm writing up programs, like, we're all, like, just tired, like, hey, we'll push it back next week, da-da, so
we
like,
kept pushing it back.
But we're back now, we're back on the grind.
Yeah, next week will be a little...
Sun's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, the sun's not cold.
Yeah.
And the heat's back, which is great.
I'm just making sure your shit's good.
Yeah. We'll be back to a full swing longer next week. What are you looking at, bro?
I'm looking at your mic. Chill out.
That turned the wrong way.
But yeah, I mean, we're going to get back into it. Like, we took a little hiatus. It was good. We got back on track. Everything. I mean, we're still doing a lot of stuff. I mean, we're not going to be not busy.
Yeah.
But we're going to get back to being more consistent with the Sunday sit down because I know we've been getting questions and people like watching us, people like listening to us. I get a lot of Snapchats if people listen to our podcast.
I get a lot of people like, oh, like when are you guys in the podcast? I'm like, damn, well, I didn't even know you listened to it because you never said anything.
Yeah, so like, I mean, now since you guys know that, well, now since we know that you guys like it, we'll be more on top of it. We apologize.
Next week, we're going to have, like we said, a little more packed house that we're going to offer this table. We need to get back on the posting all that good shit too. We've been MIA for a long time.
Yeah. So we'll get back on top of everything. You'll be seeing a lot more of Sunday sit down. Well, not a normal amount of Sunday sit down, but a lot more than you've seen the past few weeks.
We also, of course, if you guys enjoy this episode, like, subscribe, comment, share with your friends. I don't care. Just do something.
Put it on your Snapchat story.
Yeah.
Put it on your OnlyFans. What?
Okay. YouTube needs more love too, so we need to get the YouTube kind of.
I'll get it back up there.
Yeah.
We'll get it going.
I think that's probably going to be it for today. You got any closing remarks, sir?
No.
Okay. Cool. All right, guys. Episode 15. We'll be back to you guys next Sunday. Until then, should we do like an outro cam, like outro, a cover?
I'm gonna go ahead and jump the gun here. After the round table sit down next week, we're going to do a Q&A for the session after. So look out for that post on Instagram.
Wait, what do you mean?
That's it. All right, we're done. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
What is that? Is this something you guys talking about?
No.
What is this?
This is me, bro.
Oh, he's on the podcast? All right.
Bye, guys.
No, dude.